escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lest my ears deceive me, it's a football Friday. On 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. And sports talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. And speaking of getting started, I mean, you got the Dolphins preseason finale tomorrow night at Hard Rock Stadium. The starters will get some action, and we got a good Saturday night on tap for Dolphins fans, as far as I'm concerned, even if you're just watching on TV like I will be. And then you got college football tomorrow, week zero.
Yeah.
And then a week from this weekend,
mm-hmm.
which we call in English next weekend.
Huh. Do you?
Hanes and Notre Dame will get things underway for the Hurricanes 2025 campaign. So I'm feeling it. I'm excited. I think this is one of the more fun weekends when college football gets underway. It's really one of the more fun weekends because then you know you got NFL coming right around the corner.
And well, so, yeah, two weekends away, NFL.
I'm feeling it. I feel really good. I continue to be high on the Dolphins, much to the chagrin of listeners and my radio partners and texters, but I'm high on this team. Crowder is going to be joining us today late, though. He's trying to fly out of Atlanta, and he had to do a check of the smoke detectors on the plane, and so that delayed them a little bit. He wanted to make sure that they were all functioning, and of course, the ones in the bathroom were fake, but we knew that on this show. That's why you have to listen every day, because if you weren't listening yesterday, you have no idea what I was just rambling about. Well, to be quite honest,
I got a lot of DMs.
Any day you may not know what I'm rambling about. Just any day. That's kind of par for the course for what we do.
I got a lot of DMs about it yesterday. If you want to dive back in, Hawk, you let me know. I got a lot of DMs.
I'd like to do anything but that. I would never like to broach that subject with you again.
Understood.
What are you wearing there? You wearing an FIU shirt?
Yeah, repping FIU FIU soccer.
Sporting your colors.
Yesterday. Yes, sir. Pause up.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
You been doing any Any FIU football games? You going to be going to any games?
No, no FIU football games for me in terms of broadcasting. I'll go. I'll go to a couple games. I always try to make it out there for a couple games. And I'll be doing some FIU men's soccer this year on ESPN+. Plus.
They have any big games on the schedule at FIU men's team football?
Yeah, they play Penn State week two.
Do they?
I don't know. I don't know what that grin is on your face. I see the little grin that you're doing. No grin.
I'm asking you about FIU. You're rocking the FIU shirt.
Okay. No, I mean you asked me if they have any big games there, and then there was a little grin that I didn't like on your face.
No, not at all. Okay. Yesterday we found out that Crowder's Gators open against Long Island.
Long Island University, the Sharks.
I mean, what are we doing there? Yeah. Florida Gators fans.
FIU.
SEC. Yeah, chant SEC at your Long Island University matchup.
The worst. Chanting SEC. I don't think there's anything I hate more in sports than SEC fans chanting SEC. Like, what are you doing? Chant for your school, you losers.
So we will talk with Clay Ferrero today about the Dolphins and other nonsense. We have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon on a Football Friday. I will give you a training camp report to start out the program. That's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening. Hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. I just thought this was interesting. Joe Shad had a tweet. I don't know if you saw it. And it was how much each NFL team has spent this season on cornerbacks. And he lists the bottom four teams in cornerback spending, right? And you can imagine the Dolphins are in the bottom four.
They're in the bottom four or the bottom four? Like they're just entire bottom four.
There's three teams worse than them in spending. But the Dolphins are spending this coming season $14.3 million on cornerbacks. It's a staggeringly low number for a position group because generally you're going to have a player making more than that. I don't know what Jalen Ramsey was making, but I know it was more than what they're paying out the entire group at this point. You have the Saints paying out 12.9 mil, Cardinals 11.6, Raiders 10.8, the lowest, but the Dolphins 14.3 million. And the only reason, so it jumped out at me because I'm like, wow, $14 million in salary on cornerbacks, which is a pretty important position. And that's a very low number. Again, for the entirety, it's actually a low number for a star cornerback. Like one star cornerback is going to be making double that. I'm looking at a Cam Ward take on SportsCenter right now. Cam Ward, quote, real close to fully understanding the offense.
Well, that's good.
Number one pick says, when game time comes, I'll be dialed into everything.
They play tonight. The Titans play the Vikings.
That's why they're promoting it here on SportsCenter. It's probably on ESPN.
Yeah, I don't know if he's playing. It's on CBS actually tonight. I don't know if he's playing, but
JJ McCarthy not expected to play. They're putting up there right now. But anyway, I was just wondering. So it jumps out at me, and I'm like, oh, cornerbacks. We know it's going to be a problem. They're not spending any money. And then I thought to myself, is that again? And I brought this up with you guys before, convenient complaining where you pick again. I say any team has a deficiency somewhere in some group. And so is it just convenient complaining to say, yeah, the cornerbacks, they're not spending any money at that group. They don't have any veteran talent at that group. You're hoping Storm Duck is something, man, it is lightning and thunder, something fierce here in Boca right now, like shaking the building.
Good. You look a little rattled.
That was big, man. But I wonder if it's just convenient complaining. What do you mean by that?
Like, what do you mean convenient complaining?
That you know, everything else seems to be moving along, right? And you go, oh, but here's where you whiffed. And how many teams are able to put together like stellar casts at every position group? I just wonder if we're doing this thing where Dolphins fans, after 25 years of not winning a playoff game, I get it. It's not unfounded. But I'm just saying, after 25 years, like, let me find the easiest target to complain about. And okay, Jalen Ramsey's gone, so let's just complain about the cornerbacks. Oh, there's Crowder. Is it raining? Raining in Davie?
No, I was leaving Atlanta, and there's that the Hurricane Aaron is throwing all kind of crap on the coast, and they wouldn't let us take off.
Oh, interesting. Because it's raining here in Boca, man. It was like thunder and lightning. I was saying to Solana, is the cornerback, I was reading Joe Shad had tweeted out, the lowest paid cornerback, you know, by the entirety of the cornerback room in the NFL. So the Dolphins are fourth on the least cornerback spending. It's a staggering number. Mm-hmm. They're spending this season $14 million on all their cornerbacks. That's nothing. It's, like I said, one good cornerback is going to make double that.
About to say, this guy's making $25, $30.
Right. So the entire room, every single one of their cornerbacks collectively is making $14 million. So
you get what you pay for?
Well, that's what I'm saying to Solana. Like, is that convenient complaining, you know, where it's just low-hanging fruit, and so everyone's complaining about it?
I don't think so, Hawk. Like, in this day and age, in the league, how football's played, like, there's no one looking. Like, I know you love you some Storm Duck.
No, I'm okay with Storm Duck. I did not say that I love Storm Duck or he's going to be a Pro Bowler, but I said I'm okay with Storm Duck. He doesn't make me nervous being out there as a cornerback. I would prefer a better cornerback to be your number one cornerback.
Yes.
But he doesn't concern me being out there as a cornerback.
He's a player.
Yeah, he doesn't.
just a guy. I don't want just a guy's Hawk.
That's what we've got.
I want monsters. No, that's why it's premier position. Quarterback, we know, is number one. And then you got to go left tackle, cornerback. I think cornerback sneaking up is number two most important position. It used to be the blind side, Michael Orr thing. You got to have some dudes out there on that edge, because if you don't, it limits so much of what Anthony Weaver can do. He can't blitz like he wants to. If he really sees a blitz, I'm not leaving Storm Duck one-on-one with Stephon Diggs. I'm not comfortable with that matchup. And so I think it limits your defense. And you look around at the teams that are good, the teams that are competing, and they always have top corners.
I love what Hawk is doing here, genuinely, with not only the cornerback situations, but with Storm Duck. Like, you just keep repeating that you don't think Storm Duck is a bad option. And I did the same thing with Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Caleb Martin, where I'm just like, I don't understand what the problem here is. Like, these guys they're going to show you when push comes to shove that they're better than we all think they are. And I lucked out. Those guys made an NBA Finals run. If Hawk ends up lucking out here, Crowder, he's going to think he's going to look like the genius.
Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. In other words, there are certain guys who are out there on a football field sometimes, and you literally wince when you watch them. Tim Boyle, Mark Colombo, right? Yes. Where you literally say, who's the guy that kept throwing the interceptions? Who's a backup quarterback? He threw like six in one game, not for the Dolphins.
James.
I was going to say when.
No.
I know who you're talking about. Yes.
When? Like last year? Or?
No, 3 or 4 years ago. He stepped in and just threw the ball to the other team.
Somebody texted in. And he bounced from a couple team to team, but he was literally the worst quarterback you've ever seen.
Yes.
The heck was that guy's name? Someone texted in 305-567-0560. Why can't I think of his name?
I can see him.
White or black?
Thin white dude.
White guy.
Thin is a rail, little French fry. Why are you in the NFL type look?
Why can I not think of his name? Now this is driving me crazy.
He was a punch. We had a punchline.
It was a punchline. But that's what I'm saying is, there are punchline players in every sport. Punchline players. Nathan Peterman.
That's there you it. Go.
I typed in worst backup white quarterbacks ever. And it was Ryan Leaf, Brandon Whedon, Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman.
But yeah, like to me, Storm Duck is not a punchline. That's the delineation I'm making, is that Mark Colombo is out there and you're like, oh my God, he's a turnstile. Mm. Right? And Nathan Peterman was out there and you're like, oh my God, turnover machine. And Tim Boyle was out there and you're like, oh my God, he's throwing the ball in the stand.
But well, fourth and two.
Storm Duck for me is not a punchline guy. That's the delineation I'm making on him.
Yes. But and it almost scares me now because I was just, you know, we were just doing the pivot. We were in Green Bay. We talked about it yesterday where the Texans went and practiced against the Lions and the Dolphins literally made Amon-Ra St. Brown look like Jerry Rice. Derek Stingley Jr., who is an all-pro corner, he was beating Amon-Ra St. Brown. He was breaking faster than him. I think he had like three pass breaks up, an interception. He had Amon-Ra St. Brown playing defensive back because he was in position so good. Where Jack Jones looked like he was a middle schooler playing against a college player.
Right. And you haven't heard me say I'm cool with Jack Jones being part of the cornerback duo. You know what I mean? Although I did love Jack Jones, I told you, saying, yeah, he ate me up. I'm on Ross St. Brown, but I'm getting better and whatever. Like, I loved that.
But Hulk, as that too. So I'll tell you, when I play, remember they traded Pat Surtain. Mad Dog was still there. Sam Madison was still there. Sam Madison drew Steve Smith. Sam Madison drew Randy Moss. Sam Madison drew Andre Johnson. Those type guys, you got to have that guy. Travis Daniels was on the other side. He wasn't covering Randy Moss and Steve Smith and those boys. He was covering whoever else was behind Randy Moss. I'm okay with Storm Duck being that guy. I'm not okay with Storm Duck walking up on these top. We get to the playoffs at Storm Duck versus Jamar Chase. It's curtains, Hawk.
Well, curtains. You don't know. Give him a season of being number one cornerback under his belt. You don't know what you're going to see.
But last year, he wasn't the number one cornerback, and he played really. I mean, he wasn't a starter last year, but in the opportunities that he did get out there playing opposite Jalen Ramsey. So he's not getting the best quarter or the best wide receivers in the NFL. Hawk, he was graded out by PFF as the 158th cornerback out of 200.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Like, here's the thing. If your bar is he's not a laughing stock, I'm with you. I think he can be a good NFL player. I like Storm Duck.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Right, but if he's your best cornerback from what we've seen.
I'm not telling you it's not a problem. You guys are conflating what I'm saying. I'm telling you it's not like you're playing a laughing stock cornerback out there paired with another laughing stock cornerback. And every team is going to throw for 500 yards. I just don't think that. I wish there was a. I wish Jalen Ramsey was back there. Yes. He's not.
Yes. Travis Daniels, Nick Needham, that range. That's what we're. Just tell me quickly who wins these matchups? Colts. Michael Pittman Jr. Storm Duck.
I'm going to give that one a duck.
Well, yeah, Stephon, because Daniel Jones is throwing it, so is throwing the football. So actually, I agree with Hawk there.
Stephon Diggs, duck.
Duck on that one, because Stephon Diggs takes a few weeks to get rolling.
Garrett Wilson, duck.
Oh, duck.
Drake London, duck.
Oh, come on. Is that even a question? Duck.
Zay Flowers, duck.
Ooh, duck.
Terry McLaurin, duck.
Duck. McLaurin doesn't even want to be out there.
Chris Olave, duck.
Come on, duck.
DK Metcalf, duck.
Seattle DK Metcalf, maybe. This DK Metcalf, duck. I'm just calling him like I see him, folks.
Y'all, you're crazy. You are absolutely crazy.
There's a tweet from our friend Dougley Do Wrong, Dolphins podcaster, who I believe Crowder erroneously misrepresented as a laughing stock, as we're talking about Storm Duck and laughing stocks. Dougley Do Wrong, he hosts numerous podcasts. They broke 50,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Wow.
He's got 22,000 followers on Twitter, and he tweets out, "I made it big, was mentioned on 104.3 WQAM, and made Crowder laugh. I appreciate Hockman and Solana having my back. All love. Genuinely made me laugh. Got to get you guys on the channel one day."
I'll jump on, Dudley.
Dougley.
Dougley.
Dougley. Dudley Do Right is the character.
Dougley.
What's this guy's name? Dougley Do
Dougley
Wrong.
Dougley Do Wrong.
Yeah.
Dougley Do Wrong. I got you, Dougley.
There you go. Crowder is booked for pod.
Hawk isn't available because he's on Stupidity every day, apparently.
I can't do it. I have an exclusive. I can't do it, but let me know how it was, Crowder.
You really took your cookie cake take on Stupidity. Like,
I'm regurgitating everything over there.
Hawk, I know, it's crazy.
Whole new audience.
But Hawk, come on, man. That is genuinely the worst take. The worst take that you have.
Oh my God, it was like, literally, Izzy Gutierrez left the show. He left. He's like, I can't even listen to this.
What was the last time he had cake? He has like a 13-pack.
He was making the argument. He was making the argument, because the reason we were talking about it was the Mike Vrabel carrot cake story. Remember, right. Ben Volen had tweeted out that Mike Vrabel says he better have a carrot cake for his birthday. And I'm like, I think Stu Gotts had brought it up. Like, is carrot cake an appropriate birthday cake? And I said what I had tweeted. It's not a celebratory cake. It's a delicious cake, but it's not a celebratory cake.
More of a comfort food.
It's just like, it's more of a fancy cake to me. Like, you go to a nice steakhouse or whatever, and then you're going to have some dessert, and you get a carrot cake, and it's the cream cheese frosting and very rich. And like, but if I'm putting a candle in it and singing happy birthday, I don't want a carrot cake. And then, you know, Izzy was like, no, that's probably his preferred cake. And I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. And then Gino Toretta was there, and Gino's like, you know Gino's take on that. Gino likes carrot cake and not the frosting. He only likes the carrot cake, which is the worst part of the carrot cake.
Nobody wants no carrot biscuit. That's nasty, Gino. You know what? My favorite dessert is key lime pie. But you can't key lime, you can't stab a candle into a key lime pie and sing.
Correct. That's never appropriate for a celebration, like a candle celebration. Because a key lime pie, you go into someone's house, you bring a key lime pie. That's nice. But you can't say it's your favorite dessert because you could not have it. You couldn't have it 3 times a week. You could have it 3 times a week. Yeah, you would never have it 3 times a week.
You want no damn cookie? I'm a grown up.
Yeah, but you're not going to eat, like, do you know how quickly, although you know who eats pie every day, 52 weeks a year?
Your boy, Mel Kiper.
I hate
you and Mel Kiper could start every day eating a piece of pie and drinking a cup of coffee, which happens to be my dream scenario. All right, Clay Ferreiro's going to join us. Let's get headlines real quick. We can relitigate that later
we
on
need
in
to.
The show. Headlines real quick brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Dolphins do play the Jaguars tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Hard Rock Stadium. Games on CBS. Game Day Uncensored tomorrow is 3 hours long, so it's like a dress rehearsal for Tobin and I. We went 2 hours. Now we're going 3 hours. We begin at 4 tomorrow.
Look at my page. This is from yesterday at the hotel.
How did my Jags look today? Joint practice. Is that from Fred?
Fred took my notepad and wrote that down like we were going to make that a segment.
Fred, did he draw a heart on there? Was there a heart on there?
Oh, it was just a wiggle. It was just a squiggle wiggle. But he,
that
but
looks
look,
like
he doubled,
drew a
he
heart,
doubled.
Man. I think Fred Taylor gave you a little comment and then drew a little heart.
Mm-hmm. He double wrote it though, like he went over.
Yeah,
his
no, he
letters.
Was emphatic. Here's a topic.
I'm sitting there like, Fred, I'm working. Leave me alone. Nobody gives a damn what the Jags look like today.
It does look like a heart, Hawk.
Ask
somebody.
Right talk, that.
Somebody texts in. I always get coffee cake for my birthday. Love it. You, sir, need to go to prison. Can you imagine putting a candle in a coffee cake?
Oh, like, my goodness. I'm out of there. It's like Kirkland, like with OG at Kirkland party. Like, I'm out of there.
Right. I go to someone's birthday party, and they bring out an Entenmann's coffee cake. I am out the door before the second birthday.
Appreciate y'all. Happy birthday, Elijah. I'm gone.
How much are you and Fred pivoting over there? That's what I want to know.
Fred
Inter Miami.
Fred's an old bored man, is what he is.
Inter Miami.
About Pokemon cards all the time. Boy, I got this new Pikachu. I don't care, Fred. You tell me about Pikachu again, I'm gonna slap you.
Each day, well, you don't want to make no Fred money. Taylor, you should have him email you 5 subjects or topics that he suggests for the show. I'd like to see what his 5 are every day.
Okay, I can ask him right now.
It'll probably end up being similar to your show with Guzio.
Fullback talk. That's what we need to get into. Deep fullback talk.
Ask him, though, Tua or Trevor Lawrence. Genuinely.
Let's get him on the show. Can we get Fred on the show?
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing
today. Book him for Monday. We'll talk about the Jags game. It's perfect.
Monday? Yeah. We'll do Monday.
Inter Miami plays at DC United tomorrow, 7:30. Leo Messi and Jordi Alba not traveling due to injury. Marlins, Blue Jays, they open up a 3-game set here at Lone Depot Park tonight. 7:10 is your first pitch. And in the NFL, Commanders traded Brian Robinson Jr. for just a 6th-round pick to San Francisco. A little surprising. Your weather... Hot.
I was about to text Fred. I'm just looking at our last text. He begs me to come into those lounges at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
and these concierge key. I don't like going in the lounges. It's too ritzy for me.
Man, you are. I've had this argument with the ticket wizard for so long. Wizard, for whatever reason, wants to stand in line and get an airport empanada for $14.
Crazy.
And I'm sitting getting my feet massaged while they're, handing me, wafer cookies and an Aperol spritz. And I go, what are you doing?
This morning I had a Chili's breakfast, which is terrible. And Fred's up in the little concierge key lounge. And he's like, I left your name at the gate. Come on up, big dog.
Man, that's a weird, awful flex by you to not go. You know what I mean? Like that's you're flexing, but it's failing. Clay Ferraro joins me and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy Dougley Do-Wrong in a minute.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Clay Ferraro is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Clay Ferraro, sports anchor and reporter at WPLG Local 10 in Miami. Local 10 gives you more local sports coverage than you can handle. Am I right, Clay?
I think that's a good thing, right? More than you can handle. Well,
right, or maybe you just get tired of it. You go, there's too much sports. It's too much local sports.
No. That's never enough.
I have this vision of one of our viewers like holding a tennis racket, a basketball, a football, get a helmet, and then they fall down and break something. I don't know. That feels like more sports.
It's been too much sports.
Man, I think I just wrote a promo.
What do you think tomorrow? So Mike McDaniel said yesterday he's going to play the starters for some of tomorrow night's game against the Jags. You down with that?
Yeah, I like it. I think, you know, more and more you're seeing some teams kind of reevaluate what they're doing based on previous season. I think Cincinnati's a good example of this, where, you know, we've seen a lot of Joe Burrow in the preseason because they felt like they got off to kind of a rusty start. And yeah, I mean, we didn't see him last game, so get him out there, shake off the rust, kind of treat this as a bit of a dress rehearsal and see what you got. Yeah, I'm not expecting like overly exotic game planning, but there is something to be said for getting used to the game day routine, operational stuff, and making sure everybody's on the same page. So I like it.
Is there anybody that you want to see? Because I usually don't want to see guys I know can play, but I think Darren Waller needs some run.
Darren Waller is one I'd be interested in. My guess is he doesn't play. If he does, not very much. I'll be surprised, but we'll see. The guy I'm really eager to see is Patrick Paul. Of all the players who are stepping into bigger roles or taking over starting jobs, he's the guy that just has consistently flashed, and I really want to see if it translates to a real game scenario. Again, you know, we're not going to get the full Monty, so to speak. We're not going to be able to see him in game plan type stuff, but he's the one of all the players that we've seen in camp that I'm really eager to see if he kind of takes a jump from not only not starting before, but stepping into a role and being a very positive contributor.
My guess, Clay, I'm just guessing that pretty much like everybody else, cornerbacks are your biggest concern with the Miami Dolphins, or the secondary in general, but I'm focusing on the offense here. What's your biggest concern going into, I guess, tomorrow, but in general, week one? Is it the running back room just because Achane, Jalen Wright, their injury concerns? Is it wide receiver, Tyreek Hill? That to me seems like a kind of a question mark if he's going to be 100% ready, or is it still the offensive line? You mentioned Patrick Paul, but Austin Jackson, he's dealing with the injury as well.
Well, and I'm going to go, I was going to say I was going to go off the board, but it's still an offensive line, but interior offensive line. Savaya Nyah, I want to see him go out there and see if he can put it all together. You know, I still have some question marks about the interior of that offensive line, so I think that leads directly to the running game as well. Yeah, Achane and whatever this injury is, yeah, you do have some concerns there. If you're not going to have Tyreek Hill, yeah, I got some concerns there. But again, I think once those guys are healthy, I feel pretty good about it. So I think it's two separate questions. Are you concerned about injury stuff at certain positions? Yes. But as far as even if guys are healthy, I'm looking at your interior offensive line and seeing how those guys hold up.
And Clay, what about this? Solana brought up this running back depth chart, because Jalen's averaging 0.8 yards a carry and Ollie's averaging 5 yards a carry. Is this going to move at some point? Because I like the bigger type backs when you need those short yards.
I love what I've seen out of Ollie. I really do. And you know, you never want to see anybody get hurt. And yet I do wonder if this kind of forces him into some situations in the preseason game where, you know, maybe he is running with the ones, and you do get a chance to see him in those short yards. Because look, every time he's been on the field, he's flashed. So is that going to continue if you end up behind the ones and playing against some better defensive players? So yes, that's another one I really want to see. Patrick Paul, I mentioned, is my number one, but if there's a 1A, Ollie Gordon, I really want to see what he does out there. And I do think that there's an opportunity. Lord knows that they need to find a way to get this short yardage stuff. And he so far seems to be the guy best suited to do that.
Let's jump to week one, Clay, the real week one. We know that the Colts are going to start Daniel Jones instead of Anthony Richardson. So which would have been better for the Dolphins? Which is a positive, that Daniel Jones is starting, or would you rather have seen Anthony Richardson?
I just don't know. I mean, I'd probably lean towards Richardson, because he's just shown so little. And I know Daniel Jones, man, but at least with Jones going out there, you kind of feel like if they've got a really good game plan going into it, that he'll have the ability to execute just the basic stuff. And I also think they're going to lean on the running game a lot. Now, maybe if Richardson had been a part of that running game, you could kind of say more there. But hey, Daniel Jones has wheels, too. And if they find a way to utilize those, then I just feel like even with the Dolphins' cornerback concerns, the Colts are still going to want to run the ball. And I still think that that's going to be a huge part of their identity. And so I think they're going to be just as much. Because the quarterback stink.
Storm Duck.
Because the quarterback
Storm
stink.
Duck. Oh, no. Storm Duck. Everybody's using his name like a punchline, and I'm telling you, he's going to have a surprising season. You're already talking about their week one opponent going to the ground game. Why would a team go to the ground game? They're afraid to throw.
They got Duck.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. Are you saying that people are sleeping on Storm Duck?
I think people, in all honesty, we've had the conversation. I think people are disparaging Storm Duck in a way that's not warranted.
Yeah, let's put it this way. If the Dolphins still had Jalen Ramsey, for example, I would feel really good about having Storm Duck as your second guy.
He's not a punchline. People are using him like a punchline. Oh, my God, Storm Duck's your best cornerback. And he's not a punchline guy. He's not a bad cornerback. Like, sure, you'd rather have Jalen Ramsey out there as your number one cornerback, but Storm Duck is not, like, he's just not worthy of the barbs that he gets.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think it's more a holistic thing with the Dolphins cornerbacks that, okay, well, hey, let's look at baseball, for example. You know, if you have a really great starting pitcher that's your number one, and a guy who's just a really good number two, well, that number one gets hurt, and we're seeing with the New York Yankees, but your number one gets hurt, and then all of a sudden that number two is elevated to number one, and it's like, well, okay, this is a little bit different than if you're having to go out there. So I like Storm Duck a lot. I just have huge question marks about literally everybody else at the cornerback position, and then also if Duck's your number one, then who's the number two?
Hey, Clay, true or false? The Dolphins need to start 2-0, beat the Colts, beat the Patriots before they play the quote-unquote statement game that never ends up being a statement game on the road against Buffalo, short week on Thursday Night Football.
I'm not going to say true, because I think, you know, if they find a way to go out there and win in Buffalo, then it's a different situation. But I do think there's a massive sense of urgency. You go 1-1, then it almost does feel like a must win in game three. You can't go 1-2. I don't think you can go 1-2 with this schedule, because I think the way you look at it is people are already expecting things to go south, and you already see the relationship between Tua and Tyreek being whatever it is. Just imagine if you add losing again to that. So I'm not going to say it's a you have to go 2-0, but put it this way, I think you got to be 2-1 after the first three games, or else you're going to be in trouble.
I think I'm with Solana on game one, and the Dolphins are underdogs, and even with them being dogs, I don't think the line is right. I think the Dolphins have to beat the Colts week one, or else it's going to start a spiral. I think week one is so important, because, correct me if I'm wrong, I know they're underdogs. Aren't the Dolphins a better team than the Colts?
I hope so. I think so. But again,
certainly
at
quarterback. Not even a question at quarterback, which not a question at receiver, right? And I know Colts are but they don't have Tyreek and Jalen Waddle.
Right. No. But again, I think you have to factor all of it in. And I've seen too many pre-snap penalties, Hawk. I've seen too many operational issues under Mike McDaniel to just believe that all of a sudden they're going to fix all of that. So when you're asking me who the better team is, I think that has to factor in. All of it does. So look, if they find a way to fix all of that stuff, then absolutely, there's no doubt in my mind they're a better team than Indianapolis, and they're a better team than New England, and they could be able to compete for a playoff spot. But until I see it, I can't say yes. This, as a matter of fact, in my mind, is true that they are better.
And Clay, you brought up the relationship with Tua and Tyreek, and you know, it's kind of been, I don't say it's a big deal, but Tua kind of doubled down, I want to say, last week, you know, saying that Tyreek still has to prove himself and what happened with week 18 last year. Like, is that going to affect anything on the field? Because I didn't really like Jay Feely. I couldn't stand Joey Harrington, but we had to go out there and win football games. Like, is any off-the-field things that's going on will affect on-the-field performance?
Well, so let me ask you that. I'm going to turn that, because this is in my feeling on it, and tell me if I'm off base on this. If they win, then all of a sudden that stuff doesn't matter at all. And it may not matter at all anyway. But if you lose and you look at the quarterback, or in this case, Tyreek Hill not showing up for what and kind of impact that. Like, I feel like losing makes it worse.
Yeah.
We started to lose you there, Clay. Your connection went bad there for a second. Clay Ferreira, watch him on Local 10. Crowder, do you know Local 10 has more local sports coverage than you can probably handle?
I had a tennis racket, a football, basketball, and a helmet in my hand, and I fell down and broke my arm.
Brilliant idea, Clay. Look at that. We fleshed it out by the end of the segment.
We're going to come film that as our next promo.
We'll see you, Clay. We appreciate your time, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, later, guys.
There you go. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10. Always enjoy talking with him.
If I fell down and broke my arm, I would call QC Kinetics. They would.
That's a good segue, man. That's strong right there. That's a radio pass, yes, sir. Wow.
Yeah, I drank me an energy drink today, a Pivot energy drink. What? We're killing marketing.
What? For real?
Yeah, we have Pivot energy drinks now.
Stop it.
Yeah. What? I got boxes coming for everybody.
Stop it.
I'll send y'all the picture.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be snorting Crowder powder and drinking Pivot energy drinks. I don't know what hit me.
Because it's never too late to pivot. What?
Ah,
yay. Hey.
You didn't tell them about Title Run, did you?
Kept the Title Run talk to a minimum. Somebody blew about $2 million on that dumb idea.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.